Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 14 and reading through to the end of the chapter, verse 21. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So Jesus, we just thank you. Thank you for the promise of your love. We just submit to it. We submit to the beautiful inner man working power of your Spirit in us. The width, the length, the depth, the height of this amazing love, that even for as great as we know that it is, it's beyond our knowledge. It's exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And that this exceedingly abundantly above all of our knowledge, love, that the promise is that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. So your love is enough for us, Jesus. Your love is the power in our lives. Your love leads us into the knowledge and the truth and the fullness of who God is. And we know that where the knowledge of God is, that things are in right order, things are in right standing, things are as they should be. You came that we may know the one who sent you. You came that we may be reconciled to our Father in heaven. And thank you for the role that your love plays in leading us to the fullness of God. Thank you for the infilling of this love through the Holy Spirit, that it is power within us. May we find power, may we find strength as we simply rest in the fact that your love is enough for us. May we put down trying to add anything to this. Lord, may we have truth in equal measure with love. May we not have one over the other. For those of us who are tired and worn out, may we realize again what is the fullness of this love. What is this abundantly, exceedingly, far above all that we could ever ask or think power within us. May you fill us afresh with it. And may you receive all the glory. May this love point us back to our Father. But may our lives, which are filled with this love, point back to you. You are our eternal glory. You are our reward. And your love is enough for us. And so I take shelter in it. I take shelter in the love of the Most High. You are my hiding place. You feed me both physically and literally, but also in the inner man. In the deepest parts of who I am, you fill me. You are my satisfaction, Jesus. What a wonderful, beautiful name, Jesus. What a wonderful, beautiful love, Jesus. We just declare your glory. We declare that your love is enough for us. Even with everything that this world has to offer, it does not compare in any way to your love. We pray today, Jesus, that you would dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we would be rooted and grounded in love. We just praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Life is my hiding place, so I'm holding on, 'cause you're perfect in all of your ways. You're enough, you're enough. Love is my hiding place. I'm holding on, 'cause you're perfect in all of your ways.